Me personally, as a product creator, you know, and even as an individual, I'm not really sure how this is going to affect everything, but everything you do on the internet is collected by websites and what types of sites you visit, what types of videos you watch, what types of content you consume, you know, so that people like me can market to you later.
Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we've got a riveting topic. What is GDPR and why you should care?
Yeah, it's not the most exciting of topics, but it is very, very important. And so, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and dive right in and say what GDPR is. The acronym stands for General Data Protection Regulations. And essentially, it's the European Union. It's their new set of laws or policies to help consumers get their power back over their personal data from businesses. And so we're going to kind of go into why you should care next. But basically, it's all about giving the consumer the right to do what they want with their own data, whether that's not giving it to a company, whether it's removing it once they have given it to the company. So it's really important. And it doesn't just apply to European Union. It applies to any website in any country that has a European web visitors visiting their web page. So it's a pretty big deal, and it's kind of taken the internet by storm, and everyone's kind of freaking out. So that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah, and it is a big deal because it is becoming enforceable on May 25th of this year, which is in a little over 2 months from now. This will go into effect. And like Tim said, you know, why should I care about it in the U.S.? You know, that's Europe, you know, and that's their laws, and who really cares? You know, that's not going to affect me, but it will affect you. And I will throw some, you know, just some numbers at you. If once this is enforced and they catch you breaking it, they can penalize you up to, I believe it's like a fine of $20 million or 4% of your annual gross, something like that, Tim?
Yeah, whichever one's bigger, 20 million euros or 4% of your annual revenue, which whatever one is greater. So for most small businesses, 20 million will be greater. So yeah, it's right. A big deal. I'm not stoked on the fact that the EU is trying to enforce it on websites in other countries. And the only way that they can really do that is if the U.S. lets them. For example, for me being a U.S. company, and if our listeners out there in different countries, and I know we have a lot of Australian listeners, but with international law, the U.S. and the EU, they have a great relationship. And so very well could be that the U.S., you know, passes a, you know, something that says, okay, all of our citizens have to, you know, pay these fines if the EU says you do, if you're in violation of GDPR. So I imagine we'll see some of that happening after May 25th, and kind of, you know, it's still pretty early. So once after May 25th, we'll see that start to take effect and kind of see what happens and how it's handled.
Yeah. And I want to, you know, we're not going to dive deep into this topic. I want to direct you over to our other podcast that Tim and I are a part of. This week, we covered this topic as well on Divi Chat, and episode 69. We'll put it in the show notes. I do kind of want to give just an overall glossary of what it means, you know, just a high-level understanding of what GDPR and how it might affect you if you have as simple as contact forms on your website, or if you're capturing user data in any shape, form, or fashion on your website, whether you have an e-commerce store or blog content, you have a newsletter and you want them to sign up for it, you know, this is going to affect you. So pretty much all websites on the internet are going to be affected by this. So, because everybody has a simple contact form and most do get saved to the database. So we'll kind of talk about what that means for you and a couple of things that you can do to prepare yourself for it and stuff. So basically, if you are collecting user data on your website in any shape, form, or fashion, you have to give these people the option they have to opt in. It's no longer opting out. You no longer can collect their data, and oh, if they want to stop receiving, you know, information from you, they used to have to click the unsubscribe button, for example. They no longer have to do that. This GDPR and these regulations state that they have to know that you're collecting their data, how you're collecting their data, and they have to give you consent. They have to opt into it. So does that make sense? Did I explain it right, Tim?
Yeah, definitely. And so I guess to basically give a little more clarity to what David just described, on a simple contact form, if you're going to be storing that in a database, then you have to like very, very explicitly explain and get consent with a checkbox that says, you know, by filling out this form, I agree for you to store, you know, the information sent through this contact form, blah, blah, blah. So rather than, you know, things being, you know, very straightforward, where you kind of just assume that, hey, if I fill out this form, they're going to store whatever information I put in it, you have to make that very clear. Consent is everything. And it's not, you know, kind of an umbrella consent where you just have your terms and conditions on your website. And if they visit your website, you know, they automatically agree to those terms. You can't do that anymore. Everything has to be very clearly
spelled
laid
out.
Yeah, spelled out, and they have to give consent. And I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, they have to give consent in every for everything that you're doing. So if you're on a contact form and they're you're going to store the data, the contents of that contact form in your database using Gravity Forms, Caldera Forms, whatever, then you have to get clear consent from them. And then later on your site, if you have them opt into your email list, well, then you have to, again, get clear consent for that as well. So it's, there's no more, you know, umbrella consent that, you know, applies to everything you do on your website. It's for each and every little thing, which it's a lot of hoops to jump through. And, you know, it's still kind of unclear what exactly that looks like. We know Gravity Forms, Caldera Forms, they're building in things to make that possible using their products. And so it's still early to see what that looks like, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, and I think personally, I think it's probably heading in the right direction. I kind of like Tim, or, you know, don't like the fact that, you know, European laws and regulations are being enforced on, you know, U.S. companies, so to speak, because we have enough laws over here to deal with on our own without having to worry about, you know, laws and regulations of the global community. But I do care about privacy. I do care about, you know, how information is collected and stored and used. Me personally, as a product creator, you know, and even as an individual, separate and apart from a product creator, I'm not really sure how this is going to affect everything, but everything you do on the internet is collected by websites and what types of sites you visit, what types of videos you watch, what types of content you consume, you know, so that people like me can market to you later. And me personally, I like seeing the things that I'm interested in, you know, on my Facebook feed, on websites that I visit and stuff, because there may be something like, oh, well, I forgot I needed that, you know, and I can easily go back to it and stuff. So some changes are coming. It's going to affect everybody. And I guess the main point is, don't freak out. You know, 20 million's a lot. I honestly don't have a clue how they're going to enforce that to begin with globally, but, you know, mom and pop websites, you know, how are they going to know? You know, it's right. Just kind of, yeah.
Yeah. My guess is that their focus is going to be on the big corporations, Facebook, Google, you know, those companies that not only are they huge and have very deep pockets, but they also have a very big reach and they also have a ton of data. And so I think that's, you know, a big part of this whole thing is how those big corporations use our data.
Yeah, well, this is definitely an important topic. And like I said, head on over to Divi.chat episode 69 if you want a much more in-depth discussion. It's about an hour long, and it's pretty awesome. So tomorrow we've got another great topic, top 3 CRM softwares for your business. We hope you join us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.